Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Couple different things to get to here as we took the air a little bit late today, so we haven't been able to touch on everything that we wanted to. Jim Knowles is leaving Ohio State now. He just won a national championship as their defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He's not leaving to be a head coach somewhere and further his climb in the coaching ranks.
Yeah.
He's leaving to be the defensive coordinator
at Penn State.
Penn State,
yeah.
Who they played
yes.
this year.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wonder why.
Well, they said that they try to get a deal done before the championship game, try to get one done immediately after. No avail. He goes to Penn State. And Penn State, you think about with Penn State coming back, with him as their defensive coordinator, with them defensive studs they had, I know they lose them duel.
Yeah.
And he might be the number one overall pick.
He might be. Abdul Carter really might be the number one pick, unless a quarterback goes.
They're stacked, though. Penn State's stacked. They got the quarterback. The running back's coming back. Mm-hmm. Obviously, losing the tight end is a big deal. But, I mean, Penn State has no excuses. Next year they're going to be stacked. They bring this guy over. So
well, and here's what this speaks to for me also is like, yeah, they're going to have a lot of players. They're kind of always going to have a lot of players. They won a couple playoff games, but they're real financially committed to making sure that the Final Four is not as good as it gets.
Right,
$3 million.
Yes,
because that's what the report is.
Yes,
3 year, $3 million per.
Mm-hmm.
To be the defensive coordinator? Mm-hmm. I remember when they made, Kirby or somebody made a coordinator, $1 million coordinator not that long ago, and everyone was like, dang, $1 million for a coordinator.
Might have been Dan Lanning in the state.
Maybe it was. Yeah. I remember that. There was, because he was kind of rumored to be looking around before he went to Oregon the offseason before. I know Glenn Schumann's making like two something to be the DC. He might get a raise off this. This is the new like head coach raise, right? Like, you're seeing what other DCs are getting. Well, you want to keep me around. But like, to go buy somebody's defensive coordinator like that,
which they did,
which is what they did, is makes you happy if you're a Penn State fan.
Yeah, man.
Hard to compete if you're a school who doesn't pay your head coach that much. Because $3 million, honestly, you don't have to go that far down the rankings in college football to find head coaches that aren't making that much money.
I agree.
It's a different ball game.
Yeah, it is, and that's just where it is right now. We're talking about college ball or anybody. I mean, anything as far as you wanting to. You know, I just coordinated one of the best defenses in the, and we won a national title. Me coordinating defense, I wouldn't be surprised Chip Kelly asked a raise.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I know there's these NFL rumors out there with him.
You think so?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. And I think if anything, it's the rumor going to Houston and things like that.